This is the Average to Savage podcast with Paul Guarino. Everyone and anyone, athletes, celebs, and much more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Average Savage podcast. Our special guest today is AJ McKee. AJ, how's it going?
Another day in paradise out here in Southern California, man. I can't complain.
There you go. I appreciate you coming on. It's been a long time coming. I know we know each other through mutual friends and teammates and all that stuff. So yeah, tell me a little bit. Your last fight, you were in Saudi Arabia. Like, what was that whole experience like?
Man, it was surreal. Saudi is different, man. Being over there, then obviously, hearing all the shit we hear about the Middle East and this and that, man. It was a hell of a time, man. Great environment, great people, great food. It was a time of a lifetime. I can't wait to get back out there. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, I mean, every time they put on an event, it always looks crazy. Like, the venue always looks crazy. Like, the lights, everything. Like,
bro, they literally built an arena in a week. They're like, oh, we don't want to mess up the new turf at our place, so we're going to build an arena. I'm like, fuck it, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, and you also, I think, I don't know if it was two fights ago or one fight ago, but you also fought in Japan, and you came out, I believe it was like a full samurai thing, and you talked
about it. Yeah, sitting over there in the corner.
Yeah, tell me like about that experience, and then tell me about the samurai suit.
That's an opportunity of a lifetime to fight in Japan, man. Since I was a kid, it's always been a childhood dream. Just the pride days, glory days, you know what I mean? Just all the great fights in history that's been in Japan, you know, and then obviously the samurai suit, like you don't have much more of a warrior than a samurai warrior. So it was just kind of correlating the cultures, you know, my culture, their culture is something we can kind of come together and appreciate, you know, being from different places, but still knowing the arts of a warrior and respecting that, you know. So for me, it was come out, make a statement, you know, and show them I know their culture, I know my culture, I know how to combine the cultures and just kind of create that bond between each other, you know. And in today's era, unity is key, man. That's something we've really kind of lost as humans in general, is the unity. So being allowed to travel different places and kind of connect with different cultures it's a big part to me, you know. I'm a people's person. I want to please everybody. And obviously you can't always do that, but I try my best to.
Yeah, no, for sure. Obviously, I think everyone knows your dad was a MMA fighter as well. But like, I guess like, was there ever a point like he didn't want you to be an MMA fighter, or you always wanted to do it?
Since the day before I even started fighting, he didn't want me fighting. He was like, bro, this shit's not for you. Don't fight. Because, you know, he's seen the ins and outs of the fight game. He knows the history. He knows everything of the fight game. So, it was just something he didn't really want me a part of, you know, but it's why I always say I didn't choose fighting. Fighting chose me. It's something I grew up in. It's something I've always been around. And, I had no other choice. What was I going to go do, man? Wrestle for the rest of my life? Nah, I wasn't a good wrestler. I was a decent wrestler, but my mixed martial arts wrestling is better than my regular collegiate or freestyle wrestling.
Yeah, did you play any other sports growing up?
Played football a little bit. About it. Played football. I used to play fucking soccer at recess, you know what I mean?
All right. And then tell me a little bit about like what it's like also just like having your dad as your coach and, you know, having your own gym and things like that.
It's a blessing and a curse. More so the curse is for me because I want to be lazy, and sometimes, you know, having your father as your coach, he knows when you're being lazy, he knows when you're giving it your all, he knows when your body's broke down and you really truly need a break. So it's honestly just a blessing, man. I couldn't honestly say anything outside of that. He's a one-of-a-kind coach, he's a one-of-a-kind father, mentor, you know, he's everything, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in without him. So at the end of the day, my career is his career, and it's just continuing the legacy and making sure the last name McKee gets the respect and recognition it deserves in the fight game, because what other second-generation fighters out here making noise like me? Nobody, man. Nobody. They all fucking suck. excuse me, like not to shit on anybody, but ain't nobody doing it like me. You know what I mean? I'm literally the John Jones miniature version of this shit, and you know it is what it is. But I don't really care at this point anymore. Like, who's gonna beat me? You know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that leads me to my next question. Like, you accomplished so much already. You're only 28. What are your goals?
Man, I'm done at 33 and out. I'm done at 33. I'm gonna go out on top. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to be that fighter that's 38 years old fighting because it's a nice paycheck. And nah, man, screw all that. You know what I mean? I'm going after the legacy to be the best that's ever done it, but also to be the people's champ. You know what I mean? A lot of people get respect and recognition when they don't deserve it. So for me, like I said, being a second generation fighter, if my last name was any other last name besides McKee, I'm sure I'd be the hottest fucking thing walking this planet in MMA. But that just gives me the more motivation to be like, yo, fuck all you guys. You know what I'm from. You know where I'm from. And you know what I'm capable of. So, for me, I don't really care, bro. I used to get all fixated. Oh, I need to be famous. I want the fucking million followers. Now, I don't even care, bro. Just cash me out and let me do what I do and continue to be the best that I can be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, personally, I've been watching you for a while, and I think you should get more recognition than you get already. But even, like, for example, not to, like, I think, like, I mean, obviously, if you were in the UFC, you'd be more famous, right? But, like, what did you see, like, for example, like, Michael Venom Page recently just went to the UFC, and now, like, it seems like he's getting more spotlight just by, like, looking at the media. Like, is that, like, something that you would want?
No, I just want the paper, dog. Straight up. I just want the check. Like, I want the check, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, this is how I put food on the table for my family. You know, this is how I provide for everybody, for my current family and my future family. You know what I mean? I want to settle down. I want to get married. I want to have kids. But right now, it's all work, you know what I mean? And, I mean, I can walk around my city and I'm a normal human, you know what I mean? I get to walk around L.A., Long Beach, everywhere, and they treat me like normal people. Like, oh, shit, that's AJ. I'm like, what's up, guys? You know, it's not like Rampage walks down the street, or you know what I mean? And everybody's going to want to see him. Tyson walks down the street and he can't even walk through the mall. So, I mean, I kind of like it. I'm grateful for it. But then again, at the same time, like, it is what it is, you know what I mean?
I think... I think you're at a good medium then, because I seen something, I forgot, it was one of the famous soccer players, and he was like, his quote was like, yeah, I wish I could just be a normal person, because like, he literally, like, they literally can't go anywhere.
I get to go snowboard and kick it on the mountain and chill and just enjoy my life, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm a people's person, so I think, you know, people would be kind of cool too with me at the same time, to the point where like, oh, dude, that's just AJ, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, he's chill. Like, he's enjoying his life, and he treats us like normal people. We treat him like a normal person. So I think kind of softening them into me being a superstar, you know, is kind of cool. You know, it's not like, all right, boom, he's a star. And then he builds into this Michael Jordan to where he's like, can't go anywhere, can't do anything. You know what I mean? It's cool. I appreciate the route that I've taken, you know. It's not my plan, man. It's God's plan. I just walk the walk, you know, and try to talk the talk a little bit. I'm not a big shit talker, but all these fuckers can get it. I'll beat everybody's ass.
Who do you want to fight next?
I don't care. I want a title. It's 2024, man. It's the year of Kobe. I'm trying to show these suckers, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I want another gold strap around my waist. So I'm definitely going to have a gold wrap around my waist again by the end of this year. We'll see what happens soon, hopefully. You know what I mean?
I got to ask. I know you probably get asked all the time. Do you want to fight Pitbull for a third time?
Obviously, yeah. That was a fight I definitely want. I mean, it's a trilogy, dude. That's like one in one, and you're playing a game of rock, paper, scissors, and then it's just like, oh, we're even. Let's leave it alone. Like, nah, we need to settle that shit. You know what I mean? Once and for all. But if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I don't really care at this point. You know what I mean? That was the whole initial reason for me moving up to 55s. It was, I'm not going to cut weight to not fight for a title, period. You know what I mean? And I've got a skill set to where I'm able to fight at 155 pounds. And even though these dudes are bigger, they ain't, you know what I mean? It just shows how superior my skill set is. So I'm not really worried about it, you know? I think for the right fight, like I've always said, I'll go back down to 145 pounds. It's just got to make sense. You know what I mean? I like food. I got a big ass steak, egg, and cheese bean burrito sitting in the kitchen right now waiting for me. I'm going to go smash that thing in a second.
Yeah. You get me out of topic here, but actually I want to, oh, what advice would you give to either like a young athlete or a young person that wants to get into MMA?
I always tell kids, man, your dreams are your dreams. And that's why they're called your dreams. They're not for anyone else's understanding besides yourself. So whatever your dreams are, go work for it. Go put in the work. The days you don't feel like doing it, wake up and go do it. Because those end up being some of the best days that you end up having. And that's when you make the most growth. So do whatever you guys want to be in life, man. The mind is very powerful. We speak things into fruition. And when you work hard, diligently, at perfecting what you want to perfect, you have that self-belief because you know you put in the work. And that's key, man, is just really put in that work. Put in that work. That's all I can say, put in the work. You put in that work, you're good.
Yeah, for sure. All right, you mentioned you like money before. I want to go to the business side of AJ McKee. Is there any, like, investments or anything that you have?
Yeah, real estate, man. I love real estate. We can't make more property, but we're definitely making more humans, so... Property value. If you go look at the property value from what the late 80s, early 90s to what the last 20 years, it's literally been 110% markups. You know what I mean? So real estate's my key. You know, I want to own apartment complexes, man. By the time I'm 33 and done with the fight game, I'd like to have... like 55 units apartments and shit, just different real estate. But I also, I don't know, I do all the work. We buy houses and we remodel them and rent them out, throw them back on the market. It just depends what the property looks like and how much work is there to put in, you know. My father is very good with his hands and he's taught me a lot of things. I've been... He's kind of a dick the way he does it, too. He's got me running electricity with hot wires, and he's like, oh, it gives you an incentive not to get zapped. I'm like, yeah, but I'm getting zapped, damn it. This is not the way to learn. Hit the breaker, bro. But it's fun, you know. I get to learn a lot of new traits, a lot of new things, and I save myself a shit ton of money. You know, to remodel a house, you could spend anywhere from 150 to 200K versus you do it yourself, and you're going to spend about 80 to 100, so...
Yeah, no, that's dope. I think just in general, like when I'm scrolling through TikTok or I see these like rich entrepreneurs like talking, like that's like the number one thing is all about real estate.
It's key, man. It's key for sure. You get some nice money, you want to go buy a property for sure. Don't go buy a property that's fixed up and done up already. Go buy something that's hasn't been touched, hasn't been remodeled. So that way you're not paying full value. You can add value to it. Say you buy a property for 800,000 and then you put 100-200 into it, that property will go back on the market for a good 1.3. You know what I mean? Depending location, where it's at. So it's just all about the right moves. You know, you gotta make the right moves and surround yourself with people that are gonna help you get to where you wanna be in life and kind of push you to be better and do better.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Last question about boxing and then about MMA and then some fun questions. So I wanted to talk about boxing. That's what was on my mind because I see sometimes that you said you want to box. So what would make you do? I mean, obviously a big money fight, but like, is there anyone in particular or you just like would box anybody?
The best of the best. I don't care. I want the best of the best. You know what I mean? I spoke to Crawford once. I told him, I was like, yo, let's get it on. I think it'd be a fun fight. And he just looked at me like, nigga, who are you? And I'm like, don't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been watching Crawford for a while. I think that'd be an awesome fight. You know, I think he's literally the best in the game. So I think that'd be a very, a very big fight, and we both can kind of relate a little bit, you know. He never really got the respect or recognition that he deserved until it was time. And then when it was his time, he showed up and showed out. So I see myself a lot like him, you know. And then he's got the wrestling background too. So maybe we just get him to come into the cage. I don't know. I don't think these boxers, they all be talking about it, but I don't think none of them dudes, they ain't that stupid. They ain't getting in the cage with a fighter. You know what I mean? It's just different. It's a different level when you get in there. Like Tyson told Fury, he said these boxing rules are saving me. And literally, the boxing rules are saving these guys from us. Because if it was on the street, we already know how that shit would go. It's the nada. I get around that neck and you're going night-night. You know? You won't even get a chance to throw a punch.
I don't think there's been a male champion in boxing in MMA, but Holly Holm did it in boxing and MMA for women.
Sick. Chris, she'll probably do it too, man. She's been putting in a lot of work. You know, I've been watching her. I know her. I've spoke with her quite a few times. She's doing it. You know what I mean? She's learning. And even she says it ain't easy. But anybody that knows hard work and is willing to put in that work, you know, they got the opportunity of a lifetime to be something great. And clearly she already has done that. You know, she's Golden Gloves champ. She's got her belts and so forth. So I think she could do it as well.
Yeah, definitely. ready for some fun questions?
Hit them.
All right. What's your favorite cheat meal?
Man, my favorite cheat meal. I don't have a cheat meal no more. Fighting in 55s, I eat whatever I want, honestly. but my go-to is a steak, man. I love them ribeyes, them tomahawks. I had one yesterday, 2 days ago. That's not a cheat meal?
Nah, that's still healthy for you.
True that. But, dog, I'm talking 50 ounces, like big boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a couple in the freezer right now. I'm a real meat connoisseur, I swear. Cheat meal? Cold Stone, man. I could do nice Cold Stone, man. They got some shit in there for you, but at the same time, I'm lactose, so you I don't like the bubble guts, man. It'd be messing me up.
Who's the most annoying guy at the gym?
Anthony Taylor, bro. Come on.
He's a good dude. He asked me to ask that question.
Because he knew I was gonna say Anthony Taylor. Hey, he annoying as shit. But that's my nigga right there, bro. And he come with the business. When it comes to fight day, Anthony Taylor's showing up to fight. He ain't backing down. He don't care. And he with the business. We gonna fight whoever, whenever.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You've been on a lot of the trips with him when he's been going to Misfits. So I've seen you guys.
Yeah.
last one. What is something people don't know about you?
I got a big car collection. I'm very tied in. I'm tied in pretty well with the car community. I just haven't been able to step out recently on my cars. I got 6 cars and not a single one drives.
You said they don't drive?
No, not a single one. I have 6 cars. 6 cars, bro. Not one of them works right now. They're all projects. I made them all projects.
Oh, you made it. You're building them.
I'm building them all. I got a 2018 CTSV fully built. It's fully built. That'll be done soon. I got a 93 Mach 4 Supra. Fully built. That'll be done soon. Those two will be done soon. I got a 1990 Honda CRX B18. Fully built. all-wheel drive. I got a S2000. That wasn't built, but I waterlogged it. So it's going to be built. I bought everything for it. So we're going to build that. And then I got a C6 Grand Sport. Got to say the best for last. But honestly, I don't want the Grand Sport. I'm looking at a ZR1. So I'm going to get rid of my C6 and then grab a C6 ZR1 and a C7 ZR1. I need them both.
Yeah, that's like one thing I have no idea about his car. So that was a foreign language to me.
Come take a ride with your boy. I'll make your booty hole pucker up. No homo. You'll be like, get me out of this fucking car. You guys, Anthony, you guys, Slice, any of the homies, when they come to Cali, when they first come to Cali and they get in the car with me, they're scared as shit. After a couple months driving, they're like, all right, this nigga AJ know what he's doing. He got whippers.
All right, last bonus question here. Would you ever want to do like some kind of like NASCAR race?
I would like to do indies or like F1 type. I like the circuits, but obviously, man, the intricacy of the way that they race is so, it's literally a craft within itself, you know, finding the apexes. You're not even racing the person next to you. You're literally racing the time. You know what I mean? So I got my little sim rig right here. You know what I mean? It's set up. I'll be driving, trying to learn a little thing or two. You know what I mean? That's where the knowledge is. But hell yeah, I'll do NASCAR. I'll do fucking Indies. I'll do anything.
Have you seen Gran Torino, the movie?
GT? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is sick.
Yeah, that was based on a true
story. Like real life, dude. It's real life. People are really, really, the sim racing is. It's so, the dude that made the sim racing is genius, bro. And that's why Max Verstappen, he's constantly in his sim. Because it's, once you know how to drive, if you know what it feels like to be in a car, see, that's the problem. I get in a car and I know what it feels like. You know what I mean? And that's from being hands-on with fighting as well. I know what it feels like. My little brother, he knows the technical terms and he drives his ass off in the sim. But then he gets in a real car and he's like, oh, this is different. Yeah, it's real, bro. You got to feel the car. You got to know what the car's doing. So I know what it feels like, but I don't know what I'm doing on the sim. I can't really, like, you know what I mean? It's different, bro. So you got to know what you're doing. And that's my next step, is really spending hours and hours in the sim and figuring out what I'm doing so that I can pursue that. That'll be from 33 to 40. Shit, honestly, I'll race until I fucking can't no more. You know what I mean? I'd say good 43, but I definitely want to do some circuits. You know, just gotta find the right car to do it in. I think I know what car I'm gonna do it in. I don't know. It's a lot to pull the trigger on that car, man.
For sure. All right, well, AJ, I appreciate you coming on, and can you let the listeners know where to follow you on social media?
Everything: Twitter, Snapchat, which I don't really get on. Instagram, AJ McKee, or X, my bad. X, Instagram, Twitter. That's how you know I'm getting old, bro. Call this shit Twitter. Tweets? AJ McKee 101, one and the only one. Y'all know what it is. But, yeah, I appreciate your time, man. I hope the fans enjoy the next show. Hopefully I get something locked in soon for you guys and we get out there and kick some more ass. Hopefully we get some more saucy shit they could downplay and act like they seen before.